Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and that means Laura Turbide's here, I think, for the first time in a while. Welcome back.
I know. I've missed you a couple
times. Missed you as well. So we always like to talk about news and notes. I know that we have community mobility screening coming up. I just put up on our bulletin board a session with Dr. Chibu coming up, so lots of things happening.
We do. We always have special events going on, so thank you very much. So if anybody has some questions about spine surgery or our orthopedic Dr. Chibu will be a great session to get out to. And today, I am thrilled. I always love when I can bring someone new who's not been a part of our little gig here yet. So today, I'm so happy that Amy Lee is here with us. Amy is a dietitian at Soldiers and Sailors and at the Homestead in Penn Yan. She also is an avid runner, and as part of that, she's also a community enthusiast and a community leader who came to the idea of we could have a 5K run in Penn Yan. It would be a great family event. It would be a great thing for the schools to participate in, for families, for our own employees to do something outside healthy. So we have on Saturday, April 6th, our first 5K at Soldiers and Sailors. It's called Heels Up for Healing. And this year, so the proceeds, we hope it becomes an annual event. And this year, the proceeds are being designated towards 3D mammography. We've been talking a lot about mammography. 1 in 8 women diagnosed with breast cancer. Early detection is saving lives. We know that. We've just installed 3D mammo here at Geneva Women's Health. We have already heard from stories. I was in a meeting recently, and someone at the meeting said their mother recently came, had a diagnosis, was having their surgery, and they know it was found because of 3D. So when you hear stories like that, sort of makes my hair stand up, and I think we need to keep going. And so Amy was generous enough to say she could lend her talent and enthusiasm to a race that could help this year for this cause, and we hope in future years many other good causes, because as a small community hospital, Soldiers and Sailors absolutely serves our community in an incredible way, as does the Homestead, but it also always, there's always needs. So with that, I want to talk a little bit to Amy, because she's new with us.
Well, Amy, welcome. It's always good to have new people with us. So I told you, we always do our new person sort of biographical background. So a little bit about you and where you're from, what led you into healthcare, and what led you into the nutrition field.
Hi, my name is Amy, and I'm a registered dietitian. I went through, I'm actually from Seneca Falls, New York, originally. I went to Miner's Academy and did all my schooling there, and then I actually went down to Mansfield University for my undergraduate, and then up to SUNY Oneonta to get my master's. I actually started at Finger Lakes Health as a diet tech originally, and then I switched and decided that I wanted to become a dietitian and finish out my master's degree and my internship. So I did all that, and now I'm here working at Finger Lakes Health again. So, and I like she said, I'm an avid runner. I've been running since probably 7. My stepdad was a track coach all through my little kid years, and then I ended up running in high school. We went to states and all that, and it got me really into it. And I went in college and ran collegiately Division II. And then I just kind of have been, actually, I have my crazy goal of trying to do a marathon in every state. So that's what I'm in the process of doing. So,
how many so far?
I'm at 7. Yeah. So number 8 will be in May. So,
I did not know that. You learned something new about your college.
Yeah. So that's what I've been trying to do the last couple of years. I'm getting there. So.
So what led you to pick the dietary field in healthcare?
I kind of have always been, you know, health conscious, and
it goes hand in hand.
Yeah, with running, you kind of always have to think about what you're doing. And my mom has always struggled with weight, and I think that I've always been trying to help her, and it kind of pushed me to realize that that's what I wanted to do, is help people find a way for themselves, and nutrition was a way to do that.
And we talk a lot about in these segments, I mean, nutrition is both kind of a cure and also a preventative. I mean, good nutrition up front prevents problems later.
Yep. So I would say more than half of our job is preventative care. And I think that's a big thing about running as well, is that's preventative all along. You know, you start running as health and you realize you love it. There's no way to run for a long period of time and not fall in love with it, because otherwise you're going to stop.
So I asked somebody this question the other day and they didn't know the answer, but you would. I said, we have all these farm to table restaurants and the schools are starting to serve local farm-grown products. Are you doing that within Finger Lakes Health? Is there a move toward trying to get more locally grown ingredients into the menus?
We've been trying to kind of start that move. It's a hard move for an organization because there's so many laws and regulations against having a provider that's, you know, registered and stuff like that. So it kind of comes down to trying to, when the providers get moved towards that way, then we can move that way better. But I think that's definitely something. We are actually part of a committee in the Yates where we kind of talk about farm to table and trying to get that and working with the school districts and working with all that, because they're definitely moving that way. And eventually we will too. I think it's definitely a harder thing for a hospital organization to do just because of all the regulations with healthcare. But definitely something that we're looking to do. Yeah.
Okay. Shifting back to your running as a runner, what would you say to somebody that's on the fence thinking about doing it, and what is a mistake that people make to try to do too much too soon, especially men, I would suppose, because we're all, you know, or we can do anything. So, yeah, I'm going to start running 10 miles this week.
So I think the biggest thing is realizing you can set a goal and you don't have to reach that goal within a week. A goal is something that you can make long or short, and realizing, like, my boyfriend just started running. I got him into running, and he ran his first 5K, and he was miserable and hated it. He then decided he wanted to do a half marathon and realized that was a bad idea. But then he ran his second half marathon 4 months later and realized that he took an hour off. And it's realizing that, you know, just because you start somewhere doesn't mean you can't get somewhere. And running isn't something that's going to come easy. It's something that other sports do to torture their athletes, but it can be fun, and it can be a great experience. It can be a great family event. And you don't have to run. You know, when your body doesn't feel great, you don't always have to run. I have days where I go out and I can't run. I'm like, I'm just going to walk today. And that's okay, because you have to listen to your body.
Wow. So let's talk about how the plans came about for the Heels Up 5K and some of the details of the run.
I've worked at Finger Lakes Health for 5 years now, and I've been kind of always thinking, as I actually just moved to Penian probably 2.5 years ago, and I have kind of surveyed the community, and I do see a lot of runners out there, a lot of the time seasonal, and I realize there's not that many not many community events as far as 5K. They do a lot of biking there, but not as much 5Ks, and I really wanted to put it together and kind of and promote it. And, you know, I'm all about prevention and trying to get nutrition out there, and I feel like Finger Lakes Health is a lot about care, and I just feel like that I want to move a little bit towards prevention as well, and with the 3D Mammo it helps kind of support that, and, you know, trying to get prevention out there. And
what's great about 5K is that anybody can do it. The serious runners can do it and check their time and all that stuff, but somebody can just do it for fun. I mean, I volunteer at a water station for the Cubby Chase every year for the Rotary Club, and we just see the people coming by, and the walkers walk, and some people run, you know, a little bit off and on. So it's very accessible to everybody.
Yep. And then I think that's the big thing is realizing that we welcome walkers. We welcome anybody. My puppy's going to be there cheering everybody on. So it's open to anybody that wants to come out. So.
Run, walk, bring a stroller, bring your family.
Yeah, yeah.
So we do keep encouraging that's the way to start. We've even had the couch to cubby kind of training. This is also a great, because this is Saturday, April 6th. So just to remind people, it's Saturday, April 6th. The start at check-in and race day registration is 8 a.m. And the 5K run walk begins at 9 a.m. And we begin at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital right at 418 North Main Street. But what's exciting about it is we have that potential to sort of, you do this one and then you're ready to do the cubby chase later. And this is really the kickoff of the season for a lot of
these. So you can use this as your first time, and then if you want to try to better yourself for the cubby chase, that can be your goal to get there and do it 2 minutes faster, you know. Or you can just go and enjoy. I mean, we're going to have music. We're going to have fun. We have a timer coming that we've actually signed on with. So Yellow Jacket Timing is actually going to be our timing system. So we're going to have them there playing music and getting everybody hyped up. So we're just going to have a lot of fun and hope that we have a lot of people there to have fun with us.
So spring is coming.
I hope the course heads toward downtown, not up one of the hills there.
Well, it does not actually. We are actually, there is a little hill at the beginning.
Oh, boy.
So we're going to hit the hill to begin with, but then you get the downhill on the way back. So that's always important, is that you hit the hill when you have the power and then you have the downhill when you don't. So I know it's not the big hill that goes out of town. It's the hill up towards like the ARC.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it's not as bad. And then we go on to Flat Street, which it's named Flat Street. It doesn't mean it's flat, but.
All right. Now, organizing, are you going to be able to run in it, or are you going to be too busy running?
I have signed up, but I think I'm just going to kind of do the organizational part. I don't really want to be, I'm a competitive person, so I don't really want to put that on there on the day that it's supposed to be my day to be the organizer. So
Laura, where does funding stand for the 3D Mammo Unit, and how close can this event put you over the top with what you need, or is it just kind of a starting
point? This
won't
be an over the top, but this will be. This is certainly an important piece of it for us. It's also an important awareness piece. So there are sponsors. So we want to give a shout out and thanks to our business sponsors. We've had several local businesses step up, offer their sponsorship. They'll get some visibility. They'll be attached to a great cause. And then again, for us, it's about that kind of visibility. We are, you know, really just continuing to begin getting lots of personal donations. We're beginning our employee campaign. What people don't realize is how much support our own employees give. Last year, our own employees, you know, we're talking sort of in that $70,000 type range that our employees give themselves. So everyone from a child care worker to a nurse's aide to a housekeeper to a physician to an aide or tech, everybody does step up and help out. So we're just beginning the employee phase. We're out in the community also, not only for this event, but just those people where we go and say, this is an important cause. Would you give a gift? Would you give something towards maybe even making a matching gift? Would you and your family like to come together with a big gift that's sort of a naming? So we're thrilled. We know it makes a difference. We know that this is exactly the kind of care our community deserves. So we hope that people go to runsignup.com, www.runsignup.com. Heels Up for Healing is the 5K. You can, I think, do the drop-down box and just pick it. But also, as Amy said, use this as a chance to sort of motivate yourself. You can look out. Look, if she's going to seven states, we can certainly get some people out in our community to show up on a spring day. I know it's snowing today, but I know it's going to be a perfect time of day. So it's also not going to be too hot. For those people like me who are probably going to be more of a walker than a runner, you also want to make sure it's not going to be that first, you don't, your first entree to some of this in August.
Right, right. Well, it's going to be great. We'll look forward to the next pink ribbon cutting in Penn Yan for the new Mammo Unit. Is there a timetable when you'd like to be able to have that machine in place if everything went perfectly?
I'm hoping we'll be looking at sort of probably a third quarter install, kind of, you know, in an ideal place. We'd be sort of thinking that June timeframe, but a lot of it will probably, by the time we do the install and the prep for the space and the ordering, et cetera, we're probably looking more at a third quarter kind of thing. And that gives us a little more runway, because if you're listening and you don't need a birthday present this year, or you want to do something wonderful for your mother for Mother's Day, give us a call at 787-4050. Make a gift to the foundation. We can take a credit card. You can set up an online payment. We can work with you in many ways to encourage you to, for the person that has everything, what a better gift you can give than to give a little gift in their honor towards 3D Mammo at Soldier and Sailors.
I see Helen Kelly at Rotary every week. She's awesome, doing a great job in that position.
She is doing an awesome job. So give Helen a call and tell her you want to step up and be a part of this 3D Mammo at Soldiers and Sailors. We're also still continuing to pay for what's already been installed at Geneva. So if you want to give to Geneva too, we will take it any which way.
All right. April 6th, sign in and run begins at the Medical Arts Building at 418 North Main Street at Soldiers and Sailors. Check in and race day sign up at 8 a.m. The 5K run walk begins at 9. And go to runsignup.com for the Heels Up for Healing 5K. Amy, great to meet you. We'll talk again in the future. Laura, always good to see you, and thanks for keeping us healthy.
Great to see you, Ted.
All right, it is 8:52 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News, and the snow has mostly stopped, I think. It will be spring eventually, maybe even by April 6th.